Geno Smith was a late scratch Friday with a sore foot, and fourth-round rookie Cade Klubnik ran the starting offense anyway, scoring drives on both of his possessions, 5 of 7 for 56 yards. In July, we said the Jets carried the loudest turnover luck signal in football, a zero-interception season with a decade of history pulling the bounce upward, colliding with the quarterback imported to catch it, who led the league in giveaways himself. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed, because both halves of that collision showed up on the same practice fields. Smith's best August on script, and second overall pick David Bailey wrecking the scrimmage the moment the script left. Friday's preseason opener, a 24-16 loss to the Buccaneers at MetLife Stadium, added a variable nobody had penciled in. Smith was a late scratch. An Associated Press source, via Dennis Wasak Jr., called it a sore foot. The Jets' own recap by Amanda Vogt characterized it as ankle soreness, and the team declined to announce a reason, so log the location as foot or ankle, and the sourcing as split. What the reporting agrees on, Smith had shown no injury signs in Wednesday's joint practice. The sit was described as precautionary, and by Saturday, he was day-to-day, with Aaron Glenn saying, "It's nothing to be alarmed about," per field-level media. For a 35-year-old quarterback carrying the entire offensive half of this projection, a precautionary scratch is a small fact worth writing down in ink. The football in his absence was genuinely encouraging. Fourth-round rookie Cade Klubnik started with the first-team offense and led scoring drives on both of his two possessions, completing 5 of 7 for 56 yards, a 12-yard completion to tight end Mason Taylor on his first NFL attempt, then two third-down converting throws to Garrett Wilson, including a 21-yard grab Wilson made over a safety, per the Associated Press and the team's website. Glenn: I give him a lot of credit for going out there and operating the way that he did. Braylon Allen ripped a 31-yard touchdown run on the opening scoring drive. Then the depth chart turned over and the night soured. Bailey Zapp threw interceptions on consecutive possessions. One returned 47 yards for a touchdown by Tampa Bay undrafted corner Aiden Garnes, the other bouncing off Arian Smith's hands. And Brady Cook's late drives produced no points. The clincher came off a 12-men-on-the-field penalty on a Buccaneers punt that handed Tampa Bay a fresh set of downs, per McGregor Wells at Gangrene Nation. The caveat cuts both ways here. The Buccaneers sat all their starters, so the Jets' good early work came against Tampa Bay's backups, and the ugly late work came from the Jets' own third string. Cornerback Mori Bamba's 4 pass deflections and a Will McDonald fee sack led the defensive file, per the team's recap. The joint practices were the week's real evidence, and they kept feeding the July thesis. Bailey generated multiple pressures on Baker Mayfield on day one, showing the first step quickness the pick was about, and did it again on day two, per the Jets' official reports from Vogt and Eric Allen. Defensive line coach Dunbar's frame: he did what he did in college because that's what he was asked to do. We're asking him to do a little bit more. Smith's own 2 days were the familiar mixed file, a 3-of-7 start on Tuesday before finishing 10 of 16 with red zone touchdowns to Taylor and Wilson, but also 2 interceptions, one negated by defensive holding. Then a cleaner Wednesday, completing his first 5 team period throws with 2 more red zone scores to Taylor and a 2-minute drill dart Jeremy Ruckert turned into a spectacular catch. Glenn's verdict: it was 2 days, 2 really good days. Though the Jet Press's headline, "Geno still working out the kinks," is the beat's counterweight in tone. The scuffles got heated enough that Breece Hall offered the line of the week: "Whenever I see a fight happen, that's my water break." The scare was real, though. Cornerback Quantez Stiggers passed out between drills on Tuesday and was hospitalized, and he is now out of the hospital in concussion protocol, while Kingsley Enagbare is day-to-day with a foot issue and Joseph Osai passed his conditioning test to come off the physically unable to perform list. Last week's watch items answered. Wilson's Saturday hesitation never became an injury report line. He practiced both joint days, scored twice in them, played Friday, and made the 21-yard catch. The offensive line against an external rush got only a partial test because Tampa Bay's starters sat. The scoring drives came early behind the top line, the reported sacks came against the later waves, and the loudest external rush story of the week was the Jets' own rookie beating Tampa Bay's protection. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The bounce mechanisms keep showing up against another team's roster, the quarterback file stays honestly mixed, and nothing this week contradicted either clause. What would change it? Whether Smith's foot lets him practice fully and start against the Steelers, and whether one precautionary scratch stays one. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.